I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Suspects and weapons have been seized in Lebanon's refugee camps following terror attacks just 7 weeks ago. Sat7's Beirut office personnel are concerned about the impact of the violence in their region. Sat7's Debbie Brink says their staff continues to produce Christian programming to encourage people in the region because
they want to show that Christians are making a difference and have a difference in their lives. And so even though it's scary for them, and I've seen the fear on their faces, they also know that they have a life in Christ that they want to share with others, and so they're doing that very diligently.
Next, a Chinese house church pastor's health is failing as he spends time in jail. Open Doors reports he was arrested in late 2004 and was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. Lindsay Vesey says despite his poor health, he's still been busy sharing the good news.
He's led 40 to 50 people to the Lord in his cell and in the neighboring cells, which is really incredible. And he's also even baptized some of the jailers where he's been in prison.
The Chinese prison he's housed in is very small and provides no toilets or bedding. By sending an email to your state representative, you can join your voice to those who are calling for his release. Go to our website for details. And Bethany Christian Services' Haiti partner, God's Littlest Angels, has finally closed on land in Fort Jacques, Haiti. In anticipation of this, local farmers have begun clearing the land and marking building sites. Engineering Ministries International, or EMI, will have building plans for the new baby house ready within the next 4 to 5 months. They're recruiting builders for their first phase building. With Bethany's help, GLA is able to share the hope of Christ with the children they serve. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.